My name is Catherine Gibson, but please, I beg you not to ever call me that. Only mom calls me Catherine, and there's usually an intense lecture or screaming match, whatever have you, to follow. So to keep my nervous twitch at bay, I would really appreciate it if you would call me Kate instead. I'm from Joe's, Colorado, but don't worry, I'm a Colorado State Rams fan, and I hate to see you Buffaloes, always have, and always will. Currently, I reside in Carlsbad. If you've ever been to eastern Colorado in the wintertime, then you definitely know the reason why I stay here instead of go home. My major is kinesiology with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy. The main reason I'm taking physics is because it's a prereq for my major. The only reason that it became important to me is because it teaches me about different forces, movement, and motion. This is of the utmost importance to my future as a physical therapist. If I don't learn how to do this now, I could permanently injure someone with a silly mistake like being off by a single degree or a power of 10. I would really like to think that I'm helping them to a quicker healing and rehabilitative process, and possibly turning them into handicapped for life. I think physics is good for my intellectual growth, because I do learn problem-solving skills. So far this semester, physics has taught me that to every problem, there is an answer. The best way for me to find the seemingly impossible answers is to break them down Barney style. In doing this, the problem gets to be a lot easier to work with. If you do a bunch of little problems and combine them together, you can get the actual answer. It's definitely better than the beginning of the semester when I would try to take it in all at once, get really frustrated, throw the book at the wall, and quit for the rest of the night. Not only is it easier now to solve the problems, but my husband also appreciates the fact that the book no longer gets chucked in his general direction. This is the beginning of my junior year. I'm a transfer student from Palomar. About liking college? Let's not get crazy. It's a pretty debatable topic if you ask me. I enjoy the learning part, but I do have an issue with the age. I'm not the average college student straight from high school. Mom and dad bought me a brand new car, sent me off on my way, had a big sad tearful goodbye, and now I have to learn to wipe my own ass and balance a checkbook? No. Instead of college, right after high school, I took a different route. I chose the Marine Corps. I wanted to see the world. Actually, the only reason I'm even in college now is because I was injured in the military and I couldn't re-enlist. Please, don't give me the I feel sorry for you look. Everybody does. It actually changed my life and helped me find something else. After I got hurt, I had to go to physical therapy. First of all, let me just tell you that recovering from an injury is a pretty daunting task. And a total shot to your ego to realize that you can't do the simplest things anymore without being in intense pain. However, with a physical therapist holding the guiding light to a normal life, it is easier to deal with and your confidence begins to rebuild instead of completely shut to hell like it was a few days ago when you got the bad news. That's the actual reason that I'm in physics. Well, it's the actual reason I'm in college. It obviously wasn't the first choice, and it still clearly it isn't, but at least now I have a purpose behind it, instead of just checking a box. Besides the job of physical therapist, I do hope to learn other things in college as well. One of the things I expect from this endeavor is to widen my perspective of the world. Even though I have been to many countries and seen both the best and the worst the world has to offer, there's still that whole gray area in between. In the military, I traveled to distant lands and met many, many, many people. But the difference between the people I met then and the people that I meet now is that the ones from my past all had similar ideals and mindsets. We all knew what our purpose was in the military, kill or be killed. When people are trying to kill you, you only know one thing. You fight back because it's not the day that they're going to take you out. Here's the choices. You can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want, whoever you want. You can do anything. It's definitely, definitely more time for individuality. I expect college life to teach me that. And also that life isn't necessarily a chess game when you have to be prepared for any move that your opponent can throw your way. It's supposed to be fun though, too, right? I think that's mostly what I'm expecting from this. Sometimes it seems like there's an invisible wall between me and the rest of the people on campus. Hopefully, it can be destroyed when I get through all of this, so I can enjoy my life instead of disconnecting from the outside world. I also expect to gain mentors and advice through networking with professionals and peers in my field. As it stands right now, even though I globally know many people and have individuals of high rank and stature on my resume reference page, I'm not trying to get a job as a mercenary. As terrifying as a job as it is to the average Joe, I find it absurdly appealing. However, I would instead rehabilitate the men and women that are fighting for you. I think college allows me to enjoy the freedoms and benefits of the protected. That also helps me learn to live life looking out for my best interests, instead of for the unpatriotic ones that are pretty sure I deserve my own special level of hell. Strangely, I find that creating democracy is much easier than preserving it. College should be a test by every attribute, but coming from the biggest gun club in the world, I am absolutely positive I will succeed in school and every obstacle that can come before me, because I am and always will be a Marine, which exemplifies the very best America has to offer.